It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, thanks for coming back, folks. And I am so happy for this segment because I feel like anytime that I can have a lovely guest on who can tell me something about myself that I probably already know but need to listen to somebody else, because, you know, there is this whole idea about physician heal thyself, and we tend to be some of the worst patients, and but I try really hard, I do. But I have joining me Rebecca Stritchfield. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I think I'm doing pretty good. But I'm going to love this topic. And I always love your topics because they're so insightful. I think they're very timely. And I think the listeners are going to love this topic too. Are you addicted to being busy?
Yes, yes, yes. We all are.
Tell me about it. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, it was funny. You're talking about physician healing myself. I'm like, yes, then dietitian healing herself, because this topic came to mind when I was out of myself. I was talking to my neighbor, and I was, the first thought I had was like, don't make eye contact because you're going to have to stop and talk, which is terrible because socializing is a very good way we connect with others. But then when we did stop and talk, it was like, kind of, we both talked about how insanely busy we were and how insanely busy we were with the kids. And it was just a very rushed conversation. And after that, I thought, oh my gosh, this is like to the point of being overwhelmed. And I've seen it with my own clients, that if you schedule too much and overbook yourself, you really kind of, you know, try to do it all, but you're never satisfied with what you're able to get done, and you crash your energy super fast.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I see it all the time. You know, one of the things, I mean, I think this whole idea of adrenal dysregulation or adrenal fatigue, you know, the 21st century illness, I think it's a contributing factor to a lot of the clinical presentations I see with folks, you know, whether it is fatigue, hair falling out, hormonal imbalances, insomnia, crappy skin, you name it. When I start to get these people's stories, and I my eyes just bug out because I'm like, and I thought I was busy. I mean, it is a really common problem.
Yeah. And, you know, if you think about it, there's a lot of factors at play, but even just the whole sheer volume of information that we take in on a given day, and, you know, technology being the promise of healing and connecting and making us more efficient, what it actually makes is the information more efficient. And I heard a fabulous, I could not believe it, statistic that essentially the information we receive, whether it's email, a mailing, something that triggers, oh, we might need to do something else, we receive a similar amount of information over 3 days that our parents would receive in an entire year.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy.
I kind of feel, well, here we are contributing to it, right? Because we've got 10-minute segments here. We're giving a lot of information.
Listen to our podcast.
listen, please. I mean, it's so, we are biding for people's attention, but I think we're also trying to contribute and help out a bit. But it is very interesting. And I've always been an advocate of understanding this is the information age. And actually, Rebecca, I think you would probably agree with me. Sometimes the stuff that I hear, whoa, it's the misinformation age. But you know what I've tried to do, honestly, is hopefully somewhat successfully in my practice and in any other platform I have, is facilitate understanding. And to help people actually, you know, kind of feel it in their bones if it's right for them. Not just, hey, that sounds good when you say it really fast, but hey, can this help? Do you want to, can you use your own mind and really be your own PCP, your own primary care provider, primarily in charge of providing care for yourself? So in us, you and I helping people do this, what do you suggest for folks that you see that are really unable to unwind and kind of addicted to this busyness to change this?
Yeah. So the first thing that I say is, you know, busyness is not a bragging right. You know, so it's not necessarily this good thing that defines your value. I didn't get to read the whole article. I guess I was too busy. But I think it was some chief at Google recently resigned, one of a C-level, and his reason was to have more time with family. And it's one of the number one wishes that most people want is more leisure time, more time with friends and family. And I think that, you know, in our culture, how much, you know, work isn't necessarily leisure time friendly or family friendly compared to other cultures that do fine with their productivity. I think that we need to accept as individuals that our culture doesn't really support the downtime and the leisure time, so we have to take it. And I just make it really simple, and I tell people, write a list of your life values. You know, imagine it's your last day on this earth, and you're reflecting, what are you talking about? What did you enjoy about your life? If you can get clear on your values, you need to get clear on, you don't really manage your time, you make choices of how you spend it, and just start making a to-don't list instead of a to-do list. And start there, and, you know, saying no is easier to do. The more you do it, you get more power. And just realize that you are in charge of your schedule, even if it doesn't always feel that way. You might just have to make some tougher choices. And you can start anywhere. Take 1 minute a day of me time, and then make it 5, and then 10, and so on.
Oh, I love it. I love the starting small. It's kind of like going slow, but go. Just get a little bit. I mean, I had this guy once. He worked on the East Coast, woke up on the West Coast, so lived here. So by the time he woke up, he had 3 hours of emails and et cetera to manage. And his anxiety upon waking in the morning colored his world, his family life forever. And it was very difficult because he thought too, well, hey, the sooner I can get to all of these, the better it's going to be. But guess what? You clear out your inbox and it fills back up again. You clear out your inbox and it fills back up again. We worked really, really hard for him just to start for 30 seconds. And we called it a power pause. And just literally being able to really understand. And he's grown into doing it twice a day. He's been up to 30 minutes at a time. And it makes just the most difference in the world.
I love the idea of a power pause. Oh, that is so great, because that's, our brains do need to shut off a little bit. And from what I've learned, you know, maybe like 90 minutes of good activity, maybe an hour of kind of energizing go, 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 like where you're using your brain, and then it's going to need a little bit of time to reboot. And so that could be a perfect time within your busy workday, even, you know, let me take 5 minutes and do some deep breathing. Let me, you know, go run that quick errand that's going to, you know, help out a family member and, you know, free up so that I could still get my workout in later.
Yeah, those are great recommendations. And I see people, you know, one of the things that we've done as well, I have a community of women. I have an all female CrossFit box, is taking turns helping people out. You know, I mean, it's just huge, you know, whatever it is. And I think it elucidates a couple things. I mean, first of all, it's the ability to ask for help and know that people are there to support. And then also the ability to not only receive, but then give that help too. And I think that's so powerful as well, because I think when people get into this busyness, they get very, very, very myopic or focused. And like, I just have to put my nose to the grindstone, head down, and keep plowing through this life just to get it taken care of.
Right.
And there's no, it's kind of like, you know, it's survival. It's surviving over thriving, you know?
Right. Like where's the joy?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, it's just, getting to that nighttime rest just so you can wake up and do it all again. It's breaking that cycle, and I think it's so important.
Mm-hmm. Well, a couple real quick points I would make. You mentioned about giving and receiving. That's kindness. We know that that elicits happy hormones and happiness in both the giver and receiver. I think that's great. And, you know, just related to my world of nutrition and fitness, the downside of being too busy is that we tend to have less energy to make those healthy food choices. We tend to skip the workouts. We tend to relax with television and a little too much alcohol. And that, you know, you feel guilty after. It doesn't really help.
And that feeds the cycle.
The calendar. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Vicious
Rebecca,
cycle. So we got it.
Excellent. Yes. Excellent information. Thank you so much. It's all about breaking the cycle. If you're in it, if you listen, you probably see that you're in it. So thanks so much for listening. This is Dr. Holly Lucille on Radio MD.